Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. I tell you, brother.
7:13, that song means it's time for us to hang out with our regular Monday guests this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini for My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back on the show, you two.
Thank you.
Good morning, how are you?
Now, one of you has to tell us about this note you got from a listener and what her concern is and what's happening.
Well, the husband, I'll just kind of read what she said. She says, my husband won't do little requests I ask of him, saying, it is what it is, or it's just who I am. And then she says, it's very frustrating that he won't do little things that either help or please me. She says, I try to do that for him whenever he asks. And she gave a couple examples. She said, can you please put your dirty clothes in the basket and not on the floor? Or will you please lock the door behind you if you're the last one out for the day? Mm-hmm. And another one was, if you're the last one to use something like the Kleenex toilet paper, would you please refill it? And she's asking, am I asking too much? But that's the basis of the question here.
So how do we start that one? Is it too much?
Well, I think my first question would be, how long have you been married? If these are newly married couples, I can see where the guy might be kind of out of touch with reality on this one. I remember when I was a newlywed, Cindy and I, we both worked. She was a teacher, and I was just getting started in my practice. And so the weekends, that was the time for us to catch up around the house and mm-hmm. do things. And I, of course, was the one doing the outside yard work, and Cindy always did the inside work. And I always got done before she got done. And so I'm thinking, it's time for me to relax.
I understand, Joe.
Yeah. So on Sundays, my routine was we go to church, we have lunch, and then I'd sit down and watch a game, whether it's a baseball, football game, or whatever. And meanwhile, Cindy, she just keeps on working. She's like the little energizer bunny here, and she just kept on moving and doing things because the housework is never, ever done.
Right.
And so, what happened is one particular time, and not one particular time, was actually became a routine thing. She had this habit of washing clothes on Sunday, and when she was done, she would always put the basket of clothes next to my chair where I was sitting.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. And I would just nonchalantly, I would look at the clothes in the basket, and I'd look at her and smile, and then I'd look at the clothes, and I'd continue watching the game.
And you go, nice job, honey. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah. Well,
you did it.
Exactly. And, this went on for months.
And you didn't fold them, huh?
No, it was kind of clueless, actually. That's the problem here. And she finally had enough with me. She finally said, would you mind helping me out around here? At which point in time, I just jumped out of the chair and I said, yeah, what do you want me to do? Cut down a tree, trim some bushes, concrete finishing work? What is it you want me to do, And she said, no, you can help by just folding the towels. At which point in time, I looked at the basket of clothes and said, oh, when did that get there?
Yeah, right. No,
I get it, Joe. Sarah used to look at me and go, hey, Brian, the garbage is getting full. And I'd go, yeah, it is. Can you believe that? Look at that thing.
Yeah, exactly, Brian. In fact, I would go through this routine of looking at the clothes and looking at her and smiling and she not doing it right away, I would say to myself, and then when she finally got back to doing the clothes, I would say to myself, well, it's about time you got to that.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the crazy one here, Joe. I think we've both been in the same place, but I would imagine you've made some changes. So how did you snap out of it?
Well, that was it. That's a good word, too. I snapped out of it. It was finally one of those situations where I began to see things that just needed to be done around the house. The toilet paper needed to be replaced, or the Kleenex box needed to be replaced. And all of a sudden, these things just was a whole new world for me. And things just needed to get done. And it was just an innocent thing. So, again, getting back to our question, my first question would be, are these newlyweds? Because, this is a realistic expectation that needs to be done here. But if that unrealistic expectation, I should say expectation, is never spoken, it's never going to get done. And so when finally Cindy said something to me, it was kind of like it opened my eyes to this whole new realm of, hey, let's help around the house here. And I got to say, after 38 years, I'm pretty good at folding that towel.
Well, and now Cindy, I would imagine there's plenty of women listening going, well, I shouldn't have to ask. He should just know it needs to get done.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
wrong.
That's really good.
Not that I've heard that before. Not that I've heard that, yeah.
Well, you know, I think in some ways, I do think that you're right. I think that we should always be looking to how we can help and how we can please the other person. And so I think it's going to take a little bit of teaching, but then the other part of it is it takes teachability. And I'm very thankful that Joe has never been the kind that would just say something off the cuff, like, well, it is what it is, mm-hmm. in that kind of a tone. And that, I think, is what really makes a happy marriage. I think if we were going to boil down a lot of different things, it would be something like this. It's the little things. It's the little things that help to make the other person happy. Not that we're here to make each other happy, but there is that aspect in marriage that's important. Mm-hmm. And it was really, we enjoyed the dinner with Dr. Chapman and a few other people on Friday. And I'm going to share what he shared. We put this question in last week, and his words were just so timely. So since he was here this weekend, I'm going to kind of quote him. But he said, we should always be asking, how can I help you, and how can I make your life easier, and how can I be a better spouse to you? And not just asking those questions in our head, but actually asking our spouse those questions, because our serving one another in every area of life, not just in marriage, but in the workplace, in ministry, you know, these are the kinds of things that really help relationships and help them to be stronger.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to throw something at you, Cindy, to get your reaction to it. And I'm going to be careful on this, but there's many men who get married, and when they're leaving and cleaving, they're struggling because they had a really great mom who did lots of things for them. And like, for example, my mom, God bless her, she'd pour my cereal in the morning for breakfast, and she packed my lunch for me. And so is it possible that there's some men who are such mama's boys that they haven't really had to do much before? And so that they really don't realize there are things to do in a house when you're the man of the home.
Yes, I think that's really true. And I think that's a great word for those who are listening to recognize as moms and dads, that we should be raising our children to be totally able when they leave the home at 18 for college or whenever they leave the home. And if they're able, you know, if they're able to learn, and I look at our son Joey, who's not able to do certain things, that's a different story. But if our children are able, they should be being taught from the time they're little to do as absolutely much as possible on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, and I would say too, Brian, that one of the reasons I didn't fold those clothes initially was I never saw my father fold clothes. You know?
Sure, yeah.
And so I wasn't thinking in those terms at all. But I can tell you, looking back, that is not a good excuse not to fold clothes. You know, when you need to pitch in, as Cindy was saying, and just kind of, you know, you're a team here. You need to get things done around the house. And so, again, getting back to the question, if you've been married 30 years and you're still pretty clueless about stuff around the house, I would say you need a major checkup here. And you need to have a reality check come in and say, you know, it's time for you to step up a little bit, buddy, and start doing things around the house.
Well, this has been a great conversation, you two. It's 7:22. Our guests have been Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Now, I know you all post some great conversation starters, and folks can reach out to you on topics, and you probably have more on this one, too. Can you tell folks how to connect?
Sure. It would be great if they come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We'd love for them to come and like us there and get our little Monday through Friday morning at 9 o'clock. We usually post a little bit of something to think about, talk about, act upon. And I guess they can also, by the way, they can go to Cindy Farini or JoeFarini.com, which would email us directly. They can go right to our website. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage everybody today just to take this particular scripture verse to heart and see what we can do with it. And that is Psalm 3:27. And it says, do not withhold good from those who deserve it or with whom it is, to whom it is due, when it's within your power to help them to do it. And we just need to have that perspective. If I could just say one more thing.
Sure.
I think the wife also needs to, or the husband, whichever way it goes, but from this question, the wife also needs to take a frame of mind that she should be prayerful about it and to make sure that she isn't nagging.
Right.
You know, often in my day, I will say things to Joe that are just short little things like, can we turn that TV down? Or can we, like, that are just little things. How am I saying it?
Mm-hmm.
How am I asking it? And then recognizing that sometimes we have to make the change too, not just the husband, but both of us.
There you go. Great advice. Once again, you two, thanks for your extra time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.